reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfilment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. We're here. Amazingly, we're here. What a morning. Anyway, you're listening to The Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Very cross.
A very cross and bothered.
Imaginably, yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, listener, we've had quite a few problems this morning, but we seem to be back. Now, don't look at me like that. Oh, she's giving me some black looks, listener.
I think you're one of your rats sabotage my show.
Do you reckon? I have not got rats, I've got mice.
He's got rats in his belfry, listener.
Right, anyway, is that my only email today?
Yeah, I'm just going to see.
You're only trusting me with one.
I'm seeing what your behaviour's like, Mr. Andrews. If your behaviour improves, then I will pass you more.
Okay. Well, anyway, welcome to the Business Bunker. It's absolutely lovely to be with you. We've had a bit of a change of lineup as well. This is show number 112, and it had to happen at some stage. The first show ever where one of the guests couldn't make it on the day. But luckily we've got a standing guest that's going to ring in later, which is brilliant.
Who is that?
Our standing guest will be Mr. Peter Cook.
Standing or stand in?
Well, both really.
Because he usually...
You like him laying down in his leopard-skin pants, actually, don't you?
I like him on a chaise longue.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Preferably.
But we have actually got our studio guest, our main studio guest,
she's
anyway.
She's been patiently waiting.
Yeah, which is Sarah Rabbit from Dice Matrix Consulting, and we're going to be talking to Sarah later. But for the moment, you know, we do want to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, so do please give me a tweet by tweeting me at VanillaWeb, or... You can call us on 01303 874998. You could email us, but we've already got quite a few emails. We haven't got so much on the tweeters today, so do give us a tweet. We've only had two or three, and normally we've had about 20 by now.
Sometimes they wake up about 10 past.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess because they weren't listening to Scoff and Quaff before.
I know.
That will be why.
I've had a few sort of people saying that they're sorry they couldn't hear it. Well, you can listen to last Tuesday's Scoff and Quaff on Saturday 5 to 6, or any time if you go on channelradio.co.uk.
Cool. I'll tell you what, Jules, read us an email.
I will. The East Kent economy, this is one that's very close to our hearts on Business Bunker, has received a jobs boost with new flights from Manson Airport to Amsterdam, creating more roles than expected. KLM... will operate twice daily return flights from Kent International Airport to Schiphol from April the 2nd. Manson is recruiting 42 new members of staff to cope with extra demand. That's amazing. Well done. That is 14 more than the airport announced when the service was launched in November, bringing the total number of staff members at Manson to almost 140. So well done. As you'll remember, we had the director of Air France, Henri
Orcard.
Orcard, on the show, and we should perhaps get him up for an update, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, soon to go, aren't they? April, the flight start.
Yeah.
And
you can go to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, you can go everywhere. You can go all over the world. They've got some cracking deals.
Yeah, about 300 and something.
Yeah, New York, Abu Dhabi, Beijing, all kinds of places. Mm. Yeah, so, no, cracking.
So, well done. So, that's 140 new members of the staff. Well done.
Yep.
We've got the Kent Business Tweet Up, which is coming up. This is free business networking for businesses. Sorry, Mr. Andrews is beckoning at me while I'm trying to read. So if you go onto the website, which is www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk, this Thursday we have the Lenleys Roper Road networking meeting. It's at 10 a.m. and they've got Patrick Ryan, BSc Honours, Senior Projects Manager of the Corporate Projects Team, Canterbury City Council, and he's going to be the guest speaker, and he's going to be briefing tweeters on the work he's currently organising for the 2013 Herne Bay Showcase. So that's 10 o'clock, Roper Road, Canterbury, free parking, loads of coffee. A lot of people stay on and have their lunch there. They often buy a vice spring bed or a Natuzzi sofa while they're there, don't they, Paul?
They do indeed, yeah.
Yeah, cool. That's a good one.
Good stuff. I have had a tweet from Mid Kent College Business Services, and it says, "Hi, Paul, could you mention our free management trainer taster session?" I could if I could say it.
With the spittoon.
Yeah, our free management training taster session on the 10th of May, and they're taking bookings now, and you can book through the managerspitstop.com/events website. So what we'll do is we'll put a link to that website on the Kent Business Radio website so that you can follow up. So if you want to book a free place on the Mid-Kent College Management Training Taster Session on the 10th of May, you will be able to do that via the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. I've got an email here that I want to read, which is a thing that's fairly close to my heart for one reason or another.
Is that your jumper?
Yeah, exactly. The Royal National Lifeboat Institution opens its 2013 recruitment drive this month. Opportunities to join the charity in its life-saving work are available on existing patrols in Thanet and in a new RNLI lifeguarded area on the Isle of Sheppey. Beach lifeguards are highly trained, equipped with the latest life-saving skills and kit, and paid at least £7.11 an hour. We're seeking more recruits aged 16 and over to join our world-class life-saving service. RNL lifeguards must hold and maintain a valid surf life-saving qualification, and the charity will be hosting 2 entry-level beach lifeguard courses in Kent during the Easter holidays. To give those not yet qualified a chance to apply for the jobs.
Be a bit nippy, won't it, going in the sea in the Easter holidays?
Yeah, we wear a wetsuit and stuff, don't we?
Oh, be a bit nippy, though.
It's not, actually.
When do you go in the sea at Easter, Paul Andrews?
I will tell you, Jamie and I surfed Polzeath Beach in November in a snowstorm, and it was warmer than the summer.
Where's Polzeath Beach?
Cornwall.
Really?
Yeah. Because the sea...
Did you go in naked or in a wetsuit?
No, in a wetsuit. Wetsuit.
That's a relief.
Anyway, courses will be in Thanet, and they're starting on Monday, April the 8th, to Saturday, April the 13th, and there's also courses on the Isle of Sheppey from April the 8th to the 12th, with an assessment day on Sunday, April the 14th. It's you just have to pay the costs of doing it, so they're not making money out of this. It's £75 for the complete course and the assessment, and the training is designed to invest in the life-saving future of the county and the safety of its beachgoers. So basically, you're going to get a valid qualification and possibly a job at the end of that.
You can travel all around the world with that qualification.
You could, yeah.
You could be on Bondi Beach.
Yeah, exactly. Who would want to be there, though?
No, you'd rather be on Sheppey, wouldn't you?
If you want to find out more about that, you can contact via email the RNLI contact, who is Rory Smith, and his email address is rory_smith@rnli.org.uk, or you can call him on 07530 492515. Let me give you that again. You can call Rory Smith of the Royal National Lifeboat Institute on 07530 492515. Good stuff.
That's
do
great
it.
Isn't it, for a junior sitting there at home? If you haven't got a job, get out there.
Yeah, or if you're a student, or you know, a school, you know, doing your A levels or whatever, you can get a summer job.
Yeah,
you can do something that's really useful. You can get yourself a useful qualification. And you can pretend you're in Baywatch.
Yeah. Well,
you can run hand in hand on Sheppey Beach with Pamela Anderson.
Exactly. Or the equivalent of Pamela Anderson, which I think on Sheppey, she's called Shelley.
Don't go there. Don't go there. Now, see, I all that build up and you just destroyed it.
Shelley someone, yes. Yeah. Shelley, let's think of a name.
Shelley Beach.
Yeah, Shelley Beach.
Yeah. And her mate, Sandy Shaw.
Yeah. Sandy Shaw, yeah. Walks around with no shoes on. Are your offices in a need of a revamp, Paul Andrews? Have you got rats? Creative Pod are delighted to announce the launch of a new business, Creative Office. Over the past 12 months, Creative Office have designed and built workspaces for clients such as Santander, Hyundai and Varian Medical Systems. Creative Office are able to provide you with a complete office refurbishment service from space planning, design and 3D visuals through to furniture, construction and decorations. So if you're interested in knowing more about the service, you need to go on to info@creativeofficeinteriors.co.uk. There's probably a website which is probably 3Ws, creativeofficeinteriors.co.uk. And there is a phone number, which is 01293 817228. You can get a free, no obligation site visit, so that's a great one. Thank you very much for that. Creative Office Interiors, and details will go on the Bunker website after the show.
Good stuff, good stuff. What should we do now? I think I'll do another email, I think.
Yes, two. I've only got two left. I think I've given them all to you.
You've given them all to me, have you?
Can I have some back?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I don't know.
West Kent branch of the Federation of Small Business have a marketing meeting about the yo-yo effect, the truth.
Oh, I've got the yo-yo effect.
Have you? You're feeling up and down?
Putting on weight, putting it down, putting it on.
Well, this is the yo-yo effect, the truth, and how it can help develop or drag your business down. It's up to you. Why not come along and find out, starting 6:30 for 7 p.m. prompt on Tuesday, 19th of March, at the Solomon's Conference Centre, Broomhill Road, Southborough. That's in Tunbridge Wells. There's a light buffet and refreshments. It's free for members of the FSB. Guests, business colleagues and friends are welcome, and it's £6, including VAT. Hey, what's not to like?
Wow, yeah.
And to book your place, you can call Sue Waldock on 01622 688134. And while we're talking about the Federation of Small Business, I've also had a request. The FSB are looking for case studies and feedback for 2013. They're looking for case studies for a paper that the Federation of Small Business is doing with Intellect, that's a company, on how investment in technology has produced good benefits for small businesses. So what they're asking is, have you invested in technology, either software or hardware, in the past 12 months? What benefits did this investment have on your business? Would you invest further? How did you fund the investment? And have you trained yourself and your staff on using the new technology? And they'd like to incorporate that as a case study. So if you want to get involved with that, you can contact Andrew Arves, who's the FSB Development Manager for Kent and Medway, and you can get him on his email address, which is andrew.arves, which is A-V-E-S, at fsb.org.uk, or you can call him on 01227 365 711. That's 01227 365 711. Good. Go for it.
Yes, I just was thinking when you were reading that.
Oh no.
Well, I'm still feeling a bit ratty about my show, and I'm thinking if you've nicked my playlist, because it was a cracking playlist, and, you know, when you play your tunage, if there's anything that was on my show that you've pinched.
Are you watching this like a hawk?
There'll be trouble, yeah. And shall I read something, or are you doing tunage?
No, you read something.
Okay, Bromley Creative Community relaunches its website, which is www.bromleycreative.org.uk. After months of expert twiddling and tweaking, Bromley Creative Community, BCC, has relaunched with a new look website. The new website replaces the BCC's previous design that was live for the last 3 years. The new design is aimed at creating, creating an accessible magazine style directory of Bromley based creatives, and serves as a free central resource for anyone interested. Who writes these things? Developed by Comms Plus, Comms to March, and WordPress expert Carol Andrews, the website contains a creative services directory. So have a look at that. If you're a prospective member or you're interested in joining Bromley Creative, go on to bromleycreative.org.uk. And WordPress, we should get Carol Andrews on, Paul Andrews. Not because she's got the same name as you.
Yep.
But WordPress, you know, as you know, I was hacked twice with my WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
And Channel Radio was hacked, wasn't
we
it?
We were indeed, yeah. And by a Karachi Massive, yeah.
And I'm always, always updating my WordPress thingy-bobby. What's the technical word?
Thingy-bobbies. That's it. That's the word you were looking for.
And I got hacked by Russians.
Did you?
Mm.
Oh, we got hacked by Pakistanis.
Yeah. I know, I saw on my scoff page.
Yeah.
What is your tunage today?
I'm dying today.
Well, not if it's my playlist.
You just think I'm going to play what you picked, didn't you?
Yeah, because you are like that, frankly.
Nah.
What you got?
fancy more, too much more than a pretty face. It's so strange the way he talks, it's a disgrace. Well, I know I've been out of style for a short.
Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Welcome back.
I used to have him all over my bedroom wall.
Did you?
Yeah.
Poor bloke.
His posters. You know where he lives now, don't you?
Nah.
You know where we do the Whitstable Business tweet up?
Yeah.
In the Hotel Continental?
Yeah.
He's got the flat opposite.
Oh, has he?
I keep sort of lurking about on the corner, but I've never seen him.
Anyway, we should be joined now on the telephone by our first guest, Mr. Peter Cook of Human Dynamics. Hello, Peter.
Good afternoon to you all.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, fine. Just been on the phone to France. I was lost in France.
Oh, were you?
There's a song there, Peter.
Yeah. Anyway, it's absolutely lovely to hear from you, Peter. I know that you've got a new book out, one in a series of fantastic books that you've written. Why don't you tell us what you've been up to?
In the recession, you can either sit on your couch or chaise lounge and relax, or you can kick ass and restart the economy. And I got so fed up with everyone, the stop-start economy, that I decided to do a few things. So one of the things I did last year was to compile the best of my sort of written materials into a book, which is called The Music of Business. I was lucky enough to get the front cover, a sort of reference from Harvey Goldsmith, the man behind Live Aid,
which
was an amusing story in its own right, because I just went up and told him that I'd been to a lot of his gigs, but he hadn't shown up at any of them, and he thought that was quite funny. off the back of that, I got the reference. So that's out, and in fact, well, we've got an event coming up next week, a book launch in Canterbury at Fruitworks, which I know you know about.
Yes, I do.
So Thursday the 7th, I think it is, of March, in the evening.
That's right.
I believe I've called it Books, Beer and Rock and Roll or something like that.
Cool.
So there's a nice evening there for people if they want to come along. Do some networking, most importantly.
Yep, that's a free to attend event as well, isn't it, Pete? So people can rock up. Yep, cool.
So there's, you know, network, have some beer, and I'll maybe talk about some rock and roll. But alongside that, if there are any small business entrepreneurs out there that are also struggling with the recession, one of the other things I did recently was to turn the book into an online learning program of 7 hours for a fantastic bargain price of £95 or $145. Now, that program is run by a Californian company, Californian Dreaming, I suppose, and they're willing with me to offer it as an affiliate program. So if people actually want additional income, they can actually earn money out of it, out of selling it.
Oh, I see. Okay, what a good idea. Okay.
By virtually doing nothing.
Right.
They can almost sit on their chaise lounge and just send emails to their friends and say, hey, do you think this is interesting?
Mm.
So I'll be mentioning that, obviously, on the evening, but if people want to know more about that, and obviously it can be sold to individuals, you know, friends and family, or it could be if they've got people in the sort of company space where they may want to sell a license of, you know, 20, 30, 5,000 users, then that's a little more lucrative than selling one. So do get in touch if you're interested in making a sort of, I guess, a residual income that literally can earn money while you sleep. You can't do nothing, unfortunately. I've not yet found the elixir of life.
No, that's true.
Have you got that, Jules?
No.
Yes, I have.
Jules has. Jules has. It's a pint of vodka, though, really.
No.
Yeah, she just thinks it's the elixir of life.
It's a Riverford Prosecco.
Yeah, so the online learning thing sort of also something that's been occupying a bit of my time.
Just before you go off of that, Pete, is there any way that people can find out more about it? Is there a website associated where they can go to and look it up, or do they just have to contact you?
I think probably the easiest thing is to contact me.
Okay.
And my number is Medway 01634 855267.
Cool.
And the email is peter@humdine, which Jules says so much better than I do.
Go on, you say it, Humdine.
peter@humdine.
H-U-M for mother, D-Y-N for November, .co.uk.
Cool.
Humdine.co.uk.
Yeah, yeah. It's short for Human Dynamics.
Yes.
It is, I couldn't buy that domain because some other person in California had bought it.
Hmm.
Isn't it infuriating when there's a domain that you want you can't get?
And yeah.
Some people just sit on it. You know, our Business Bunker, there's someone sitting on that, just an egg. He's never tweeted.
Yeah.
What can you do, Peter?
Well, cry. mainly.
So you could do, you could be Humdinger.
I could. I must look that up in a moment.
there you go, Pete. You come on the Business Bunker show and you get free domain advice from Drew Serkin, that well-known technical guru.
I feel like I've been given a free coaching session now.
Or dine with me.
Yeah, yes, right. Let a man finish. Go on.
Well, I think that's, online learning course, people can, you know, take a piece of the course from me. It's the same sort of thing. It's top level sort of MBA type learning for people who want to run their own business or run a company or have to work with the people that run companies, peppered with the thoughts from AC/DC, Madonna, Lady Gaga, Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin, and so on.
Right.
Yeah, what could be better than that? I got criticised the other week by Radio 4.
No.
Who accused me. He said, aren't you just trying to make business interesting?
How dare you, Mr. Cook?
No,
dare you?
If you get the man from McKinsey on there, they always say, absolutely, we've proved through countless studies that this is all valid.
Yeah.
And I turned around and said, well, of course I'm trying to make business interesting. That's the trouble with business. It's not interesting.
Yeah.
That floored them. Absolutely, because they expect you to rigorously defend the attack. So, yeah, I think business has actually been having such a terrible press over the last few years. Lots of kids think it's evil and bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
And banks and everything. And, of course, how else are you going to live?
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, Peter. And as you know the history of the Business Bunker Show. And one of the reasons we started this radio program was exactly because of that issue, that when business is covered, it's normally covered negatively and badly. And we decided to have a laugh and cover business from a local, laid-back, informal point of view. So I'm totally on board with what you're saying about
that. Well,
that's
just your approach, Paul. I'm quite
You're very
focused,
professional. You're very focused and professional, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And finally, we had sex in the Sunday Times on Sunday.
Did you?
Yeah. They're only 7 years late. They put in a feature about sex and leadership and rock and roll the previous
year. It's one of my favourite books, along with Punk HR. Sex, yes, Leadership and Rock
indeed.
And Roll is
that's
really
still
cool.
Available free to Bunker listeners, Punk HR, if they want that.
Yeah.
Same thing, just send me an email with punk in the title.
Right.
You don't even have to put, Dear Peter, may I please have punk, you know, because we're all busy, so just put punk.
There you go. So if you'd like a copy of Peter's Punk HR, just send Peter an email at peter@humdin.org.uk and put punk in the title and he'll send you a copy.
.co.uk.
Did I not say that? Humdin.co.uk, beg your pardon.
You make me sound like a local government. official.
No, that could never happen. That could never happen.
Anyway, thank you so much.
And no, thank you for joining us.
See you next week at Fruitworks.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, just give us another shout for the time.
I think it's 7 till 9, isn't it?
That's
I think
right.
You need to know, Peter.
Well, I don't need to know the time. I'm a rocker.
Yeah,
you just rock up.
Yeah.
I don't need to know what day it is. I actually got the wrong day the first time.
So you go in a little stretch limousine with
Yeah, his limo picks him up, delivers
dark
him there.
Windows.
Yeah,
yeah. Just turn up with a bottle of Jack Daniels. yes, Thursday the 7th, 7 till 9, food, drinks.
Free beer.
Beer, sex and networking.
Yeah, brilliant.
There we are.
Peter, we're looking forward to it, mate, and we'll see you there. Thank you so much for calling the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always.
Okay, thank you.
Enjoy your day, mate. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Pete. If you remind me, Mr. Bunker, I'll put that in my business column. I can do that tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is it next Thursday?
It's Thursday.
Not this Thursday.
Thursday the 7th of March.
So if you send me details from Peter, I'll bung that in my...
I will indeed.
Business Bunker, in my column.
That's going to be a cracking evening. So get along there. If you want to... It's free to attend that event. But you need to reserve your place.
Yeah.
And you do that by going to fruitworks.co/events and then it will take you to the Eventbrite page where you can book your free ticket and your beer and all the rest of it.
Yeah, it sounds like great. He's always good fun, isn't he?
Absolutely. He's great value. And read his books. His books are superb.
I will.
You know,
well, now that my show hasn't been broadcast, I'll have an extra hour to read his book, won't I?
I'm going to get this in the neck for a whole week now, aren't I?
Canterbury Tweet Up has got a business. This is from Arga. Congratulations, Arga, on your new baby.
Congratulations, Arga. Well done. And
yes.
Mr. Arga.
And Mr. Arga. So her next, the Canterbury Tweet Up, so we've got Len is this Thursday with Patrick Ryan, as we've just mentioned. And then on the 6th of March... It's at Miller's Arms, which is St. Radigan's.
That's the Canterbury Tweet Up, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a free event, of course. And the details of that are on the kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. There is also, of course, the Faversham Business Tweet Up, which is care of HMS Abbey in Faversham on the London Road at the Abbey School, just on the left there. And you go up there and that's at 9:30. And that's on the Monday. Also details on the kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk website. So lots of free networking going on.
Cool. I've had a tweet from Rehab.
Oh, yes.
And they say, are you looking for a new hairstyle?
Are you?
In the Whitstable, I am. In the Whitstable and surrounding area, I'm thinking of having dreadlocks. Why not give us a try at Rehab?
On your head or somewhere else?
Would you let me finish? She does interrupt.
Where do you want your dreadlocks? That's all I'm
asking.
What
do you think?
I don't know.
Well, seeing as Rehab removed my chest hair some time ago.
Maybe on there.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm all a fluster now.
And thank you for the demonstration you gave me earlier of your chest hair. It's growing back nicely.
Thank you.
Yes.
Anyway, they say there's 20% off for new customers. And you can follow them on Twitter at Rehab. Let me spell that for you. It's Rehabbb.
they couldn't get the single B, obviously.
Yeah. So it's, if you want to follow them on Twitter, it's REHABHBB, and that's Rehab in Whitstable High Street. If you fancy a new hairstyle, and you can get 20% off.
Something that, talking of beauty salons, Rebecca Nutt at Serenity Becca has got something coming in called Airbrush, and it's a new makeup. And I had it, I had a photo shoot that Good Housekeeping did on moi, and they use this airbrush, and it sort of made me look 10 years younger. It was amazing.
Good God.
So you can go in and have a free trial at Rebecca's when you're having your dreadlocks done.
And would that work?
Airbrush would be good for you.
What's it do then?
It just sort of...
puts paint all over your face.
Yeah, but it sort of smooths out all the wrinkles. It's for photo shoots. So, brides,
what use would that be to me?
Be fabulous for you.
I haven't got any wrinkles.
Well, before you go Taste the Kent Awards on the Scoff Quaff table, that's what you should have done, because you've got to be my brand, haven't you, as producer? You've got to look good. Wear your Tam O'Shanter hat as well.
When I got up this morning, I knew it was going to be one of those days.
What, because you were seeing me?
And then Sarah arrived and she went, hello, Paul, cool, you put on weight.
And I said to her, he's lost it.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't seen Sarah for a while, so she's right.
And you've got rats.
She's not wrong.
And you've got rats
I've
on
got
your...
mice, yeah.
Rats in your belfry.
I've got mice
I'm
in my
so
belfry.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. You're quite right. She's quite right, listen.
Couldn't you have thought before you spoke?
I did.
Haglands Village have got a vintage weekend coming up. This is Haglands, where we are in Dymchurch, Alpaca Farm. It's on the 6th and 7th of April. It's 10 to 6 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. It is free entry. This is amazing, actually, because if you've got parents like I have in their 80s...
Because lots of people don't have parents.
Some people don't, Now, you've just upset people listening.
Can you
be a bit more sensitive?
Some people
are adopted.
It's my star sign as well, Pyrex.
Some people are fostered.
Yeah.
You know, even when they're young
but
children.
But they still have parents.
Some people don't. Have you seen the Titanic? So there's free entry to this, and there's a vintage clothing stall, classic cars, vintage military vehicles, music, swing, and Lindy Hop. You like to Lindy Hop, don't you?
Yeah.
And there's reenactors. So Saturday night...
What, Lindy Hopping?
Yeah. No, there's reenactors that get all done in their chainmail and things, don't they? Don't you do that of a Saturday?
Yeah. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Chainmail.
I don't know. I've made that bit up. But there are reenactors. But this is Saturday night, and this is on the 6th of April, and there's a 1940s dance. And now I bring it back to if you've got parents, they would love that. Your mum and dad would love that, Paul Andrews. My mum and dad would love that. 1940s vintage dance, and the Sunday night you've got vintage film. And it's free entry. So there you go. That's something to do with your granny, grandma, mum, auntie, or whoever.
Cool. I'm going to read an email. Then we're going to do a couple of tweets. And then we're going to come to our studio guest.
Yes.
I've got an email here, which is about a free seminar, Raising Business Angel Funding in 2013. And it takes place at 4 p.m. on Thursday, the 7th of March, at the FSE group offices in Camberley, in Surrey. It's free to attend, and it's at the Four Meadows Business Park, Station Approach, Blackwater in Camberley. And to book your place, you can email sophie.cook@thefsegroup.com. That's all one word, fsegroup.com. And that's a free seminar on raising business angel funding at 4 p.m. on Thursday, the 7th of March. I've had some tweets. Now we're starting to get loads of tweets in now, you see.
Is that Lisa Marie Settle? I can see a little red Telcare sign up there.
I'm not looking at the screen over there. I'm looking at my phone.
Oh.
Canvas R Us. They're a new listener.
Yeah, they are.
Shout out, please. We're running a 40% off Mother's Day sale. You can visit canvasrus.co.uk. That's CanvasRus, canvasrus.co.uk for details. And also, Rehab have been back on. It's our first birthday coming up. Yay! On the 9th of March. Lots of exciting offers for hair, beauty, body, for ladies and gentlemen. I could do with a body.
You're quite funny sometimes.
Yeah, and Ruth from Rehab is also saying, we like to support all local businesses, so do contact us regarding staff discounts. And you can email them at info@rehabhairbeautybody.com. That's all one word, rehabhairbeautybody.com.
They're in Whitstable High Street, so you can just mince along, Paul, and get your stuff done.
I never mince. Well, not often.
I've had a tweet here from Len Liz in Roper Red say, thanks for reading out about the Kent Business tweet up, Jules, and Paul Andrews. And just to say that we have the last finish of our sale, which some of the prices will be going up in March. So if you are looking for a Vice Spring bed or a Natuzzi sofa, now is the chance to come and grab one. Come and see our head of beds, Dennis Brophy.
Oh, Dennis. Head of beds.
Head of beds, yeah. Come and grab a bargain.
Hi, Dennis.
Why do prices always go up March the 1st? Or often go up? Come on, you know all about this sort of thing.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that prices go up on March the 1st?
Well, they often go up on March the 1st. Like Vicespring are putting their prices up on March the 1st.
Don't you think that's just a device to have lower prices before March the 1st?
Possibly. But they were very low, actually. They've been quite low. And, yeah.
Did you go around and check, though? Do you go around and check the prices and go, you haven't put those up at all?
But
you were fibbing.
Isn't it to do with the budget? Isn't that what happens? You know about these things. You're old enough to know. Years of budget watching. Like cars and things. Don't their prices go up after March the 1st?
Yeah, but I don't think there's a duty on beds. I don't think the Chancellor says, I'm here to tell you that we've increased the duty on beds by 5%. This is in line with inflation and to cure the deficit.
If you notice our body language, listener, we've both crossed our arms.
Yeah, we're getting fed up with this now. Yeah, no, enough of that. I don't think so. I think it's just a sale.
Okay.
Get along.
There is a St. Patrick's dinner. Do I have to say this in an Irish accent? Now, we need Mary Daly, don't we?
We do indeed.
St. Patrick's dinner, £18 a head now, 16th of March, next door at Haglands Village.
At the bistro.
Yeah, with Ruth Denzi, pig's arse and cabbage, and a pint of the best Guinness.
Cool. You made that bit up.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
It's a 6-course tasting menu or something. Anyway, it's fabulous. St. Patrick's dinner. Yes.
On the 16th of March.
Must go. 16th of March.
Excellent. Do you know what I think we'll do now? I think we'll talk to our studio guest. What do you reckon?
Yes, I think she's been very patient.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker, Sarah Rabbit. Sarah has been on the show before.
Yes, with cocktails.
But being the little entrepreneur that she is... she actually founded, along with her business partner Suzanne, they founded a company and have sold it and have become mega multi-millionaires, at least.
Definitely.
And have now started a new business. So it's an absolute pleasure to work with Sarah from Dice Matrix Consulting. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I have to say, though, it's a little bit scary listening to you two. You have so much good banter. There's a bit where I kind of want to sit and chat, but equally... I'm letting you get on with it.
You call that good banter? That's worrying. But the thing is, your false start here is saying that Mr. Anders had put on weight. Oh. I think now, Sarah's your time. You need to step back, retract.
Fabulous. You look absolutely
fabulous. Yeah. Whatever.
It was said with love.
Whatever. Yeah. Oh, you're looking cuddly.
Do you know what? I think I'm just saying that because I know the next lunch is on me.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'll be getting salad, listener, is what I'm getting.
Sushi all round.
Anyway, enough of that.
Yes.
I want to hear some more about your fantastic new service, Dice Matrix Consulting. Why don't you tell us a little bit about all of that and how that came about?
Okay, well, as you know, I came on the show last time and we mixed some cocktails and had quite a nice time. Mm. But we also knew it was a business-to-consumer business that we were running. Mm. And actually, our area of expertise was always business-to-business. Mm. So Susanna, in her infinite wisdom while we're running a company, just took a little bit of time out and wrote a book.
As you do, yeah. She had a spare few minutes. You know, just being a full-time worker, a business owner and a mum. Yeah,
absolutely. So she obviously had evenings to spare.
Exactly.
So, but when the book was written, there was what we lovingly call Chapter 8. And within Chapter 8 was a strategic plan for people to actually be able to apply to their own business. And it was too good an opportunity, really, not to actually look at how we can roll that plan out to you know, SMEs across the region. Mm. So it's just a really, really good tool that any business can use that kind of does a bit of housekeeping. So
right.
It's really based around customer and employee surveys. And what we do is we go in, we look at the customer responses, we look at employee responses at the same time for ergonomically designed questions that elicit the same emotional responses.
Right, okay.
And we overlay them and we actually look at where your gaps are as a business. So it's very similar. You know, there's a lot of customer satisfaction surveys out there.
Yep.
We like to take it one step further, and it's kind of a long-term cost-saving device where we can actually look at how you, what your employees think of your strategic direction at the same time before you actually put everything in place, and then realize that actually maybe you haven't got the buy-in internally that you need to drive your strategy forward.
Yeah, do you know, it's so important as well, things like that, because so many people go off developing products and services and things like that for a marketplace, and they develop them to the nth degree, they spend a fortune doing it, they spend loads and loads of time, and the last person they ask is a customer. And then when they eventually get in front of a customer, they go, oh, don't you do it in green? And everybody goes, oh, I didn't think of that.
I think as well, I think there's so many people that are out listening to their customers' opinions and wanting to deliver something that's so customer-focused that they forget that actually, unless your employees are buying into what you're doing and unless you've listened to your employees to find out what their thoughts are about how your business is running, you're going to have some really big gaps there. So this is something that, you know, any company can do, from whether you're a startup business to a very established larger organisation. You can do it as a bit of housekeeping. And it's something that we'd be suggesting that people do once a year. The brilliant thing is that if you're a small business and you want to do this on your own, you can actually buy Mind the Gap, which is the book that Susanna's written. It's on, I think it's, you can pre-order it now. It's out on the 3rd of April.
Oh, right, okay.
Pre-order it on Amazon. And within that, it actually gives you the tools to be able to actually do this yourself.
Okay. So if you're a one-man band or very small business.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Okay, good. And that's out on April the 1st, yeah?
April the 3rd. So if you Google, I think on Amazon, if you Google Susanna Schofield and Mind the Gap,
right,
then you can pre-order it now.
Brilliant. Fantastic stuff.
Then the price will go up on April the
March.
Yeah. May the 1st. Yeah, get it now in the sale before our prices go up.
I have to admit, I mean, listening to your phone-in guy, it's quite interesting.
Peter Cook.
Yes, he just seemed amazing in terms of the books that he's written. The one thing that I loved about Susanna's book is that it's written in everyday language, so it doesn't read like a business strategy book. And it's got a huge amount of feedback from people that are in every walk of business.
Right.
And she's put some, if you like, political questions to them about what their thoughts are about, you know, the UK in general and about, you know, politics and policing and everything else. And it's a real insight that no matter what you do in business, you can never second guess what somebody else is thinking about some very topical issues. Mm. And it's quite interesting as well how when you read through them all, you think you know your own mind until you listen to everybody else's opinions on it. And you kind of go, oh, you're right. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah. Oh, no, I agree with you. So it's kind of interesting to see how so many different people have so many different issues, all of which are valid.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of overarching, can't please all the people all of the time in business.
Absolutely. But when you first told me about what you were doing and explained to me how it works and all the rest of it, that's one of the things that really attracted me to it, because you're absolutely right. And where we are now in this part of the 21st century, for the very first time in history, we're opening ourselves up to think differently. Yeah. In the past, we've all been trained to think in tram lines. You know, there's a perceived wisdom about something that is trotted out by everybody, and then everybody just believes it because they've got nothing else to judge it against. But in an internet-based social media world, you can quite easily find other people's opinions.
Yeah,
definitely. And although you get a bit of information overload, it is fascinating to see different things going on in the world. And, I mean, just as an example of that is last night, the Italians voted in a general election, and a stand-up comedian with a new party called the Five Star Party got 25% of the entire country's vote.
Wow.
And that is just absolutely staggering. That kind of thing has never happened in politics before, where a brand new party grabs a quarter of the entire vote. And it just shows you How people are prepared to think differently, and it also tells you how people are absolutely fed up to the back teeth. No, because he's not in power. But
isn't he trying again, though? Isn't he?
He is. Yeah,
I saw him yesterday with the makeup.
No, but they're fed up.
I saw him yesterday. Yeah. He bumped into each
on the
other.
Telly. Makeup he had on.
They're fed up with conventional politics and political parties and the political narrative. People are just fed up with it. We've heard it over and over again from all the parties, all the same old diatribe, and it's all coming home to roost now because they can't keep shoving the same story at you, because you can find out what's going on, you know, by talking to different people.
And anyway, Paul, Alex Waterston is saying, can you turn the volume up? I don't know, of us. I think we sound loud and clear.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can do?
He could turn it up his end.
Turn it up your end,
Alex. Turn your speakers up, Alex.
Yeah. And also lots of tweets listening to you, Sarah. We've got Alex Waterton and F Keys also saying, listening to you, and very interesting.
It's funny, I just got a text.
And turn her up.
I've just got a text from Kevin saying, you're ever so loud.
Really? You're joking.
No, I'm not. He's going, you're too
loud. Is that Kevin Hadlow?
No, Kevin Kane. Oh. He's going, you're too loud, Paul, turn the trim down.
We need to do a round robin and just be as quiet and as loud.
Can I just say in response, Kevin Kane, that my show was very quiet. In fact, there was just a big hour gap.
Mm, never mind. We won't mention that.
Perhaps it's Paul Andrew's rats that are gnawing at the wires.
Cool.
I have to say, I'm loving your new venue here.
It's the first time you've been here, yeah.
It is, and it's such a lovely area.
Mm. Now, it's a nice place to be, especially in the summer. It's a bit bleak out in the winter here sometimes, but for those of you that don't know, Channel Radio, which is the august institution from which we are broadcasting, is based at Haglands Farm, Burmarsh on Romney Marsh, down by the seaside at Dymchurch, and we are surrounded by alpacas, amongst other things, and it is a nice, gentle venue down
Occasionally,
here.
Occasionally, Sarah, we get one that thrusts its little head through the window and tries to get Paul Andrew's headphones.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
And they spit.
It's Archie, we call him.
No, I have to admit, they're a little bit scary.
Archie Alpaca.
Yeah, but that's because you arrived wearing a coat of one of their relatives.
I was quite fluffy when I was there.
Yeah, yeah. I saw when you arrived, they all looked up and went, that's our cousin she's wearing.
She looked very fetching.
Sarah, for the moment, thank you for joining us. Give us a shout out for your website and all that kind of stuff, Twitter details and what have you.
No problem. The website is www.dicematrixconsulting.co.uk. There is a link on there that you can go through and have a look at the information for the book. But the book is Mind the Gap, and it's out on the 3rd of April. My new Twitter address, so please do follow.
Oh, a new one.
I don't have lots of followers on Twitter now for Dice Matrix. But it's DMC Sarah R.
It's like Run DMC.
Well, we're being known affectionately as the Dice Girls. So, and with my jacket, I'm Fluffy Dice.
I'm seeing that.
Yeah. But I need to look that up as a Twitter address.
Sarah, when you left your... Best in Glass.
Yes.
Your old Twitter handle. Can you not sort of transfer all those followers?
I think that there's probably a way I can. It might just be technically a little bit beyond me to understand it.
Well, maybe you just need to follow them all. Yeah, and then they'll follow you.
But I mean, it depends what you're trying to do, because as Sarah said earlier, Best in Glass was a business to consumer operation.
The majority of my followers were looking for cocktail recipes.
Exactly.
Right. And you don't want a different bag.
And you don't want a bunch of drunks following you onto a legitimate business website. I know you do. So one's bad enough.
But no, all new followers will be very welcome.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, you work on it, and we'll tweet it. So
what
on Business
I'll also
Bunker.
Do, which I will email you tomorrow, is that I'll get you a reader discount code for anyone that does want to pre-order the book. So I'll get those details over to you.
Fantastic. That's brilliant stuff. Thank you, Sarah.
No, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. We haven't actually got much longer. Anyway, we've only got 20 minutes or so. But do stay with us and feel free to join in. But for the moment, Sarah Rabbit of Dice Matrix Consulting.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Woo, woo, woo. Fantastic stuff. And what they're doing, listeners, I highly recommend to you. It's really fascinating, good stuff. And I can't wait for Suzanne's book to come out, Mind the Gap.
You'll have to come and do a presentation at Lenny's at the Kent Business Tweet Up, because we have 10-minute presentations by businesses. So that would be really interesting.
Oh, that'd be fabulous.
Yeah. Tweet me.
I will do.
Paul's gone off there, so I'm just going to read something because I can see that his distraction has wandered
okay.
off.
Okay, people are now quantifying what they were moaning about. It was Sarah's mic was too low and mine was too loud.
We did all that sound check for hours.
I know.
Are you saying that you were talking over me?
Oh, yeah.
7th of March, Breachers, the employment law update. You need to book now. This event is essential for all HR managers, industrial relations managers, team leaders and others involved in managing staff and the implementation of HR policies in order to keep up to date of the most recent changes in employment law. And this session will focus on the numerous key changes to employment law coming into force in 2013 before prices go up and those currently being proposed by the government. So it's at 12 o'clock until 2 o'clock, £20 plus VAT, buffet lunch included. And that's Breachers Employment Law Update, book now for the 7th of March. And details will be on the Bunker show after. 14th of March, funded lab and science technician apprenticeship. This is interesting. Mm-hmm. Book now. Mid-Kent College invites you to join them at KSP to see how a laboratory and science technician apprentice could benefit your business and help it grow. Fully funded training is available, as well as various grants and incentives to help towards costs. That's 12 to 2 free, and a buffet lunch is included. So kentsciencepark.co.uk.
Cool, thank you. I just had a tweet from Beaujolais Boy.
Oh, yes.
Mm. He says, wow, we've just finished wine tasting of 20-plus wines and 4 cocktails here in the store.
Oh.
Beaujolais Boy is based at Liquid Pleasure in Tenterton High Street.
It's got a little cave.
Yeah, and they've been wine tasting with the ladies from Marlborough House School.
Oh.
He says, hick, hick.
The ladies.
Yeah, nice one, Ian. Hey. Can't say better, fairer than that, can you? So
we weren't invited, were
no,
we?
No,
no.
No, no, I think he's just taunting us.
Yeah, but he does want to steal a free plug on the Business Bunker.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's Beaujolais Boy, Ian from Liquid Pleasure in Tenterton. Thank you for that, Ian. I hope you enjoyed your wines and cocktails. It's a bit early for that, isn't it?
Never too early, Paul Andrews.
It's 4 o'clock somewhere in the world, isn't it?
Elm Court Farmers Market, just to say that they are having a scallops special this Sunday.
You never guess, talking about such things, Steve Wood and Elm Wood Farmers Market. Guess what I ate last night?
What did you eat?
A whole jar of chilli pickled onions.
Oh, not his hot ones.
Yeah.
They were his hot ones. They are lovely.
They were awesome.
And you know, when you start, you can't stop, can you?
Well, that was the problem.
Yeah.
I opened the jar and I had a couple with... Despite what Sarah says, I am actually on a diet.
Was this breakfast?
Yeah. No, no, no.
You look fabulous.
Yeah, thank you.
He's on a
pickled onion diet.
Yeah. And no, I just thought, I have a couple of pickled onions.
Because they're all right.
With some salad that I was having.
Yeah, that's very good.
And I had one, and I thought, oh, that was nice, and I have another one.
Yeah.
And when I looked around, half the jar had gone.
I know. Oh, it was probably your rats, though. You can blame it on those.
I do not have rats.
Did you have it?
I have drug-addled mice and overweight squirrels. I do not have rats.
You need to listen to a few back issues of Business Bunker, Sarah, to know about these drug-addled mice. And
a colony of hippie mice with a drug problem that live in my house.
And he has squirrels that he overfeeds.
And I have fat squirrels, which Jules reckons is an impossibility.
See, no one on the radio can see how confused I look.
You're confused. I'm confused. And I was here when this story broke, and I'm confused.
But going back to Elm Court Farmers Market.
Yeah.
They are doing this...
Oh, did I interrupt you?
Yes,
so sorry.
You did. It's in Gillingham, and it's this Sunday, and they're doing a scallop tasting event.
Wow.
Now, I went all the way from Whitstable, because I'll go anywhere for a scallop, let's be frank.
It's your one weakness, isn't it?
It is my one weakness. Mm. And I went with John Sykes, my co-presenter, on Scoff and Quaff, which is a show that's on between 11 and 12 on Tuesday, generally.
Occasionally.
But we went, and it was one of those hurricane days where the poor guys were just hanging on to their gazebos, and it was just awful. And I got dragged up on stage to do a Scoff and Quaff hello to everyone.
Oh, how awful, Jules. You must have been so reticent.
I know. Quelle horreur. Anyway, there were no scallops due to the weather, but they're doing them this Sunday. So get down there if you're near Gillingham. And you're going to go to the Tunbridge one, aren't you?
I am, next Sarah. Sunday.
Sarah, and maybe I'll meet you there. If you text me or tweet me,
I'll meet you there.
But with your pickled onions, Paul... from Steve Wood, who's Tunbridge Farmers Market.
All right.
Or Tonbridge, never know.
Tunbridge.
but it's spelled T-O-N.
Yeah. Oh, Tonbridge. We have this so often.
Tonbridge.
I don't understand it because Tunbridge Wells is spelled
differently. T-U-N, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I rest my case.
Yeah, no, but everybody that lives in Kent knows that it's Tunbridge and Tunbridge Wells, and they also know that Westmorland is Westmorland, and Jules is the only person that says Tonbridge and West Malling.
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 A mall. A mall. Yeah. A Malling. But anyway, with your pickled onions, your spicy ones, did you have a little oat cake, or what did you have with them?
Lettuce.
That was it?
Yeah, I was having salad. I had salads
did
and some pickled onions.
Did you have a little oat cake or something?
No.
Are you on a diet, by chance?
Yeah. Only because I need to be, Sarah. Have you not noticed?
You look fabulous.
Thank you.
I keep saying it.
She said she was shocked how much weight you'd lost. I noticed he'd lost weight this morning. It's what I couldn't understand when you said he'd put on weight.
Yeah, I haven't seen Sarah for a couple of months. I've seen you every week.
She said that she'd seen you before Christmas, and I said you were enormous before Christmas, and you'd lost weight now.
But I also said we were sat down eating lunch at the time.
Anyway, thank you for that. We were discussing my...
I've told you to wear stripes down.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, we're ignoring all of that and moving on, because this is a business show.
Kent and Victor Chamber, they've got an after-hours club, Paul.
I'll tell you what, read an email, Jules.
It's a free, popular and highly successful casual networking event.
Really?
It's a casual networking
event. Is it really?
It's coming to a venue near you. And it's an informal, relaxed, it's making me feel sleepy, this, relaxed environment, the ideal place to relax. Who writes these? Did you write this? It's got relax in it about four times in the first row.
Maybe it's relaxed.
Do you think they're handing out, you know, something?
Wacky back.
Yeah. You knew that from my hand gesture, didn't
you? I did,
you?
Yeah.
How clever.
It was just a look on your face.
Ashford, the Conningbrook Hotel, 5th of March. Canterbury, the Abbots Barton Hotel, the 19th of March. That's with the tall one. Chatham, the Innovation Centre, 19th of March. And we'll keep reading those out as the months go on. But that's Kent and Victor Chamber. Go onto their website and find out about the After Hours Club with a very relaxed atmosphere.
Cool. Well, I'll tell you what, Beaujolais Boy obviously had a good time.
Yeah.
Because he's still going on Twitter about his mums from Marlborough School and the wine tasting. Apparently they were all really fit as well.
Oh, dear. Honestly.
Well, a nice one, Ian. Actually, it's no good telling us now it's finished. He should have told us before, shouldn't he, really?
They're really fit. Not an attractive bunch of ladies.
Yeah, no.
They're really fit.
He obviously, when he said that they tried 20 wines, he obviously meant that he tried 20 wines. Because he's well past the yard arm now. Anyway... Channel Chamber Networking Breakfast at the Grand in Folkestone on Tuesday the 26th of March. It's £14.40, that's including VAT for members, and £18 for non-members. To book your place, please contact Tracy Reynolds, and you can contact her at 01303 270022, or you can email her at tracy.reynolds@kentchannelchamber.co.uk. Or you can find out about it at the Channel Chamber website, which is www.kentchannelchamber.co.uk.
Mothering Sunday, March the 10th. Mums eat free when accompanied by three full-paying adults.
I thought you were going to say three sons.
Yeah, three kids. Three kids would make more sense. Yeah. They want three full-paying adults.
Okay.
But so that means you've got to have... How does that work?
I don't know.
You've got to have one of those strange families.
Yeah.
HMS Abby has designed a fantastic menu. She's going to kill me now. With mum in mind. And the best part is that mum eats free when she's accompanied by three full-paying adults. Call 01795-229714.
It's you and
free.
Your partner and your mum and her husband. That's four of you. That's three adults and your mum.
Mum's a widow.
Oh, blimey, what do you want? Caveats. I mean, it's yeah, unless
caviar
and
or caviar.
There's an R in the month, or of course, unless you've gone on holiday to Sardinia and then it doesn't. Well, I mean.
Well, usually when you've been married that long, you know, you're not usually together, are you? Let's be honest. You can't usually make it. Most people can't even manage it after 5 years, can they? One in three is 2 years, I think. What do you think, Sarah?
I have no opinion whatsoever.
That was Jill Serkin and her relate. Program or Dr. Ruth Serkin.
Actually, I might start one of those, you know, because Scoff isn't really going anymore, is it, this morning? I might start what do you think? A relate, Sarah.
Well, yeah. We were saying, weren't we, that we need to business-to-business dating show as well.
Gay, lesbian, bi, transsexual.
This show is getting outright. Just because your show didn't go out, there's no need to destroy this one
I'm
as well.
I'm feeling very rebellious.
I noticed that.
Yes, if she keeps looking at me, I won't get invited again.
But it was awful because I kept making all these false starts. I was so brave. By the third time I'd announced the show and everybody's going, "You're not on air," I'd lost the will to live, frankly.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't think you are. I'm going to get so much grief over this.
I don't see any...
I'm going to read an email.
Go on, then.
Free business seminar, 10 steps to successful marketing. Do you struggle to create leads for your business? Can you identify your target market? Do you know the best way to introduce your products and services to your target market? Is it unclear why your marketing doesn't bring you business the results that it should? Then join other local business owners on March the 13th in learning the 10 steps to successful marketing. Excuse me. That is taking place on the 13th of March at 5:30 p.m. for registration and 6 p.m. start at the Village Hotel Maidstone in the Motivation Suite, would you believe?
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. And you can register by going to eventbrite.co.uk/events, 517702-6626#. I'll put that link on the Business Bunker website.
See, that hash one should go with the relaxed one, I told you.
You can call their team, though, on 01634-300-361 if you'd like to book on 10 Steps to Successful Marketing at a Village Hotel Maidstone at 6 p.m. on the evening of Wednesday, the 13th of March.
I find it very hard to go out at night when it's dark. Is it just me, Sarah? Do you find it hard to motivate yourself to go out in the evenings?
I do in this weather.
Yeah.
I have to be honest. I've got an open fire. So once the fire's lit, that's it. I'm not moving anywhere.
And I'm the same. You know, if I want to go out to a pub, if they haven't got an open fire in winter, I'm not budging.
Good for you. Good standards.
Right.
Exactly.
We've got another new listener, and they've tweeted us. It's Gullens Employment, and they say we're running a free sickness absence management seminar on the 19th of March, and it's from 8 to 9:30 a.m. with breakfast provided. And if you'd like to find out about it, you go to Gullens, that's gullands.com/events. Gullens.com/events. And Gullens, I happen to know, because they're next door to my office, are solicitors in Maidstone.
Just had a tweet from Beaujolais Boy, which you'll probably see in a minute. It says Trump City in the studio then.
Oh, I've got that, yeah.
And he's shouting it.
Yeah.
So that obviously means, what does that mean, Trump City?
I think he's trying to tell you something, Jules.
Does that mean farting, though, Trump?
No, get out of it.
I thought that's what it meant. When Trump.
I was with you, Jules. I didn't understand it.
No.
Behave yourself, please.
I think it's just because he's had quite a lot to drink and he's talking in capital letters.
I would imagine that's true. But what your excuse is, I've no idea.
The Brownies Business Networking, that's supported and attended by the FSB, Federation of Small Businesses. That's Thursday the 28th of February, so that's this Thursday, 7 a.m. to 9:50 a person. I must go back to that because it was really good when I was invited. Must go again.
Cool. Do you know what? I think we're going to have a break from some of this and
recover
our composure here.
Yes. Well, I was always composed.
And add a bit more decorum to this business show.
I just think if you'd have had some oatcakes with your pickled onions, you'd have been all right.
Oh, so it's all my fault?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you know what?
What you're playing.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up that he throw. They're counting out the fibers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of one swap with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. Change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough.
I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so fresh. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. The questions that she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like they're on the TV. When it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
The Business Bunker.
Hey, cool for cats, squeeze. That was cool, wasn't that?
That's for your rats.
Mice.
That song.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I hope we've recovered our composure now from that little bit of...
It wasn't me, Paul. It was that listener, Beaujolais Boy.
Yeah. Anyway, tell you what, let's do an email.
Have you got a sensible one there?
Yeah, I've got loads of emails.
Go on then, you do a sensible one.
Hi there, we are delighted to announce the date and venue for our IOD Spring Pub Hub networking evening. The date is the 20th of March. The venue is the Swan. Oh, that's a nice place. The Swan in Westmorling.
Is it good?
It's a lovely place.
I like the one, the Swan in Westmarling.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Yeah, it's very
but
nice.
The Swan, the Swan in Westmorling is superb. And it's from 5:30 to 8 p.m. It only costs £8 plus VAT for members and their guests, and their guests are £15 plus VAT for non-members, and that includes a drink and some light lunch, some light snacks. It's a wonderful opportunity to exchange business cards with potential clients whilst enjoying a drink after work in what used to be a 15th century coaching inn, but what is now one of Kent's finest bars and brasseries. The wooden floors, restored beams, exposed brickwork and classic vintage design pieces create an elegant and comfortable space to enjoy some quality networking in the upstairs private lounge. See, I just said it was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't I?
Which is
just shorthand for that, basically. The informality of the evening lends itself to bringing along a guest. So if you've not already booked your places and would like to join us, then please book or contact our regional booking administrator, Claire, on eventbookings.south@iod.net. So that's an email address. You can email eventbookings.south@iod.net. And that's a spring pub hub event. I haven't been to one for
what
a while.
What is a pub hub?
Well, it's
where you make a hubbub?
No. It's a networking event, and the IOD have always called theirs pub hubs.
Great
it's
name.
It's just a name that they've got. I haven't been to one for a long, long time. Excuse me, but the last time I went to one, they were really, really good events. So do get along, and maybe you'll think about joining the IOD. Talking of which, we had the IOD branch manager on a couple of weeks ago,
Debbie Cameron. She was fantastic.
And I saw on Facebook she's just arrived in Uganda.
Hey.
I don't know if you know that with the past chairman of the Kent branch, Mr. David Philpott, the fantastic Imperius Babinki, they last year went out to Uganda to help raise money and interest in establishing a school.
Yes.
And that's going from strength to strength.
And they also did that fresh water scheme.
Yeah, absolutely. They were. Oh,
that's my sound effect. It's the only one we've got, so.
And she has to get it in every single week. And this year, they are going out later in the year to climb a mountain.
You know, then you could play Donovan, couldn't you?
What?
First there is a mountain. And they took a Business Bunker T-shirt up.
And we have a fantastic picture of David with the people out in Uganda in a bright orange Business Bunker T-shirt.
Yeah.
Which is lovely.
And, you know, I had an email from him because I was looking for business news for the Whitstable Faversham area.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he's busier than ever.
Yeah.
So he's sort of retired, but from being chairman, but he's just busier than ever.
Yeah, well, he was chairman of the Kent branch of the IOD, but before that, he was chairman of the Kent and Surrey Air Ambulance.
Yeah,
and he took early retirement for that, and now he's running Wiltshire Air Ambulance.
I know,
you know, because
there's no stopping that man.
No, he's such a brilliant guy, and he does do so many things.
And we've had a tweet from Whitstable Stove Shop who scoff at Sarah Rabbit's and my conversation about log fires and said, "Log fires, Jules, need a wood burner, much more cost and heat effective." So thank you for that, Whitstable Stoves, who are in, just as you come into Whitstable High Street, on the corner there by Joy Lane, Whitstable Stove Shop. Thank you for that.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, funnily enough, Mark, that's Mark Smith from...
Made in Kent.
Yeah, and Whitstable Stoves and all of that.
And everything.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, actually, over the weekend, where the weather got so...
Freezing,
cold.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, even my central heating couldn't cope with it anymore. And even the mice moved out. And I was thinking, I need to do something about this. Maybe I need a wood-burning stove. So I might come and talk to you guys about that.
You should. In my old house, I had two wood-burning stoves, and they were just brilliant. And I've just had a quote to have one put into my new house.
Really?
There's another tweet from Beaujolais Boy, which you can read, because I think he's gone off on one, frankly. But it's something about we've got to go in for the news views around Kent and Sussex Radio Awards, no, something or other.
Well, the one he sent to me was, "Great show, guys. You both keep it fun as well as all the important news and views around Kent and Sussex. The radio awards await."
You've got fun. Okay, yeah. I've got fun us.
All right. Okay.
I thought it was Latin.
Yeah, it is.
F-U-N-A, yes.
No, I just translated.
Fun. Oh, you're so clever.
No, Ian tweeted in Latin and I translated it. What's the matter
just
with you?
Just like that.
Yeah.
Hic est puer.
Tempus fugit.
Yeah, hic est puer. Should we talk in Latin for the rest of the show?
Absolutely, mon.
Yes. Hic est puer. Well, Kent Invicta Chamber Business Awards.
Veni, PCDC.
ACDC. Celebrating business excellence, etc. ad hoc. Or something. The winners of these prestigious business awards will be announced at a gala dinner to be held at the Canterbury Cathedral Lodge, or Loggia, or Loggia, on 13th Loggia. Of March. Don't miss out on the presentation of awards to help some of the most successful and entrepreneurial companies that help make Kent such a thriving business environment. Previous winners have consequently enjoyed success in the Kiba Awards and the British Chamber of Commerce National Business Awards. Your chance to congratulate, meet and mingle with business people at the top of the pyramid and to start planning your part in the awards next year. Full details and to book events at kentinvictachamber.co.uk. Why were you craning over then?
I was trying to see how many emails you got left. I was trying to plan the rest of my show.
Oh, like first time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Bloodhound Business Breakfast. The Bloodhound Project.
Oh, the Bloodhound.
Yeah.
That's the land speed record attempt thingy, isn't it?
Yeah, do you want to read this?
No, go on, you read it. Sorry, did I interrupt you? I'm so sorry.
No, you've got the ears for this. The Bloodhound, the eyes, isn't it? It's the eyes. Do they have long flappy ears like Deputy Dog, but they have those hangdog sort of baggy eyes. You could do this, Paul. The Bloodhound Project is Britain's latest attempt on the world land speed record.
Hold on a minute.
What?
So let's just recap here.
Yeah.
I'm a mouse-infested, fat, long-eared, droopy-eyed radio presenter. Okay, all right. As long as we're clear, let's carry on.
I just thought Bloodhound was quite like you. Britain's latest... I didn't say you were fat. I said that you were fatter before Christmas. I said you were enormous before Christmas, but now you're quite slim, I think. Bloodhound Project is Britain's latest attempt on the world land speed record. With a car capable of 1,000 miles per hour, the Bloodhound SSC will be in Sittingbourne on the 4th, 5th and 6th of March together with a driving simulator where visitors can try their skills at driving in a straight line at 1,000 miles per hour. Also on display will be the EJ200 jet engine, or as Paul Andrews say, engine, one of the most advanced jet engines currently in active service powering the UK Typhoon fleet. Bloodhound SSC will be using one of these engines to power the car to 1,000 miles per hour. The engine weighs just over 1 ton. So I've done all that in a Kentish accent with a little bit of Latin thrown in.
I noticed. Well done.
Engine.
Pete Cook, who was on earlier, has just tweeted that his book signing and all the stuff about his book and Fruitworks and all that has got a mention in Entrepreneur Country.
Wow.
EntrepreneurCountry.com. I don't know if you know Entrepreneur Country. It's quite a large organisation, London-based organisation. I can't remember the lady's name that runs it. It will come to me. Julia something. She was the Radio Dragons then.
Yeah.
Main person. And she runs a company called Ariadne Capital. Ariadne Capital. I went to a big event they did a couple of years ago in at the School of Engineering down on the embankment there. A massive, but Entrepreneur Country have a massive magazine and a big following of startups and stuff like that. And apparently they've given Pete and Fruitworks a mention in their latest magazine.
So well done, Peter stuff. Cook and Fruitworks.
Absolutely. So we're getting tweets coming in now. We didn't have any earlier.
I told you, they never wake up until about 10 past, and then they warm up. So you need a three-hour show, basically.
Yeah. I've got another one, another new listener, BG Benton Limited, listening in. So I don't know what BG Benton do. Maybe you could tell us. We could see from there.
Yeah, tweet us in.
Yeah, do. Right. Channel Chamber Networking Breakfast, Tuesday the 26th of March, The Grand on the Lees at Folkestone. It's £12 for members, £18 for non-members. This month, we're delighted to return to the Grand on the Lees in Folkestone, which enjoys an unrivaled position with stunning views across the Channel and even France on a clear day.
Even France.
Stunning views across France on a clear day.
You could probably pick up a little French radio there, couldn't you? A little French business bunker.
Bonjour, ça va?
Yeah, oui. Mensage est dans l'arbre.
Is it?
Oui.
Yeah, my monkey's up a tree as well.
Oui. And your souris est dans your office table.
Table. Table de bureau. De bureau. Thank you. Come on.
Oui, et mange le fromage.
I am lapping up the sophistication in here.
Souris. You're listening to the Business Bunker in Latin and French.
I'm not even sure if souris is mouse, but I think it might be. It's either that or it's a smile. I think it's a mouse. Souris.
Sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds mousy.
Anyway, back to Bloodhounds.
Oh, yeah. Go on, then.
No, you were in Folkestone looking at the French view.
No, well, what's that got to do with Bloodhounds?
No, it was just when I see you with those earphones on, it just reminds me of a Bloodhound. It's like Deputy Dog.
Well, I'd finished. It's a chamber. The fact that you interrupted me in three languages. It's the Channel Chamber Networking Breakfast on Tuesday, it's 26th of March, at the Grand at the Lees in Folkestone.
I'm just racking my brain for what mouse is in Arabic, and I think it's far. Far.
Right. Because we need to know that, don't we?
And far kabir. In fact, big mouse is far kabir, so that would be a rat, wouldn't it?
Right. Okay.
Far kabir.
Or a guinea pig.
Yeah. And it should be far kabir.
Thank you.
I've seen a big rat. What else you got?
Nothing. After that, what else could there possibly be?
I've got a waterfront spa opening. Did you know?
Really?
Yeah.
And you missed...
What?
You missed your opportunity.
Okay. Hang on. I've got a waterfront spa opening.
Thank you.
Okay, so this spa is opening. It's very hard to do that and read. New treatment room. It's the intimate relaxation area in the new boutique waterfront spa at the very best Western Plus Dover Marina Hotel and Spa. Now, this is the fabulous Trevor Bond.
It is,
who's been on both Business Bunker and Scoff and Quaff.
He has indeed.
Frankly, he said he preferred being on Scoff and Quaff. The 1st of March is the official opening. And the new spa area will be officially opened at 11:30 on Friday the 1st of March by the chairman of Dover District Council. As part of this opening, the new facility will be open on that day to be viewed by the public from 10 to 4. Everyone's welcome, and visitors will receive a special discount voucher for a range of beauty and spa treatments. That sounds very nice. Okay, Mother's Day is also there for March. There'll be a Mother's Day special offer, which includes a classic manicure, express facial, together with a complimentary glass of bubbly. And all of that for only £29 per person. And so if you want to book for that or give them a ring, it's 01304 203 633, or email spa@dovermarinahotel.co.uk. 1st of March. When is the 1st of March? Is that this
Friday.
Friday. Okay. So hello, Trevor Bond, if you're listening, and thank you for that.
Cool. Thank you.
Who's tweeting?
It's gone a bit quiet at the moment. There's nobody here.
Beau's label is not quiet.
No, there's nobody at the moment, but you've still got a few minutes left if you do want to tweet in for a shout out for your business or organisation. Maybe if you're a charitable organisation doing some fundraising or whatever.
Well, Sarah Rabbit has tweeted.
Never heard of her.
She said, having a great time with Jules.
apart from that.
Some people are easily pleased. Yeah. Yeah, well, the trouble is, she's in the corner and she's spotted that she can't get out the door without getting past us two first.
Yeah, sort of a tongue-in-cheek tweet there from Sarah Rabbit. She can actually tweet in front of us. How good is that?
Yeah.
Unbeknown. I like doing this. I want to come back next week. That'll be it. I'll be knocking on the door.
Start another business and come on and tell us about it, you entrepreneur, you.
I don't think I've got time this week.
Actually, Sarah gave me some invaluable advice because I was saying...
Yeah, what was the second word?
Because
I agree.
She said, apart from never work with Paul Andrews on a radio show, she said, because I was saying I was having trouble with admin assistants because they get full-time jobs and I only want part-time. And she gave me this brilliant idea, which was, hey, Jules, get a woman returner, you know, who's looking for part-time. And I got slated, of course, on Twitter when I asked for a woman returner. So then I said men can apply too. But I have a lovely, lovely lady who started. Can we say lady? I don't think we can anymore. It's not. It should be a woman, shouldn't it?
No, lady.
Lady's politically correct anymore.
Is it not?
I think it's scathingly looked at now.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. I think so.
Woman makes you sound really old. I'd prefer to be a lady than a woman.
A lady?
A lady.
Yes.
Mrs. Woman.
Yeah. Mrs. Lady.
They used to do Mrs. Woman.
You don't
woman.
Say Mrs. Lady, do you?
No, but there used to be...
You don't say Mrs. Woman either.
No, but on TV, I can't remember where it was. It just in the depths of my mind, there used to be a TV programme where somebody was referred to as Mrs. Woman. I can't remember what it was.
Is it Mrs. Overall?
No, not Mrs. Overall. That was Dinner Ladies.
Crossroads.
No. Mrs. Overall was Acorn.
Acorn
Antiques. No. Mrs. Woman. Maybe someone will know and tweet us.
That's just one of your fantasies.
Yeah, right.
Pickled onion and a Mrs. Woman.
Yeah.
My kind of weekend.
Yeah.
What you got?
Not a lot. Our presentation, First Impressions Count, from Laurie Philp of Smug Shot Photography. Laurie will share secrets that will change the way you approach your marketing, sales and business communication. He will also reveal 5 simple things you can do immediately to improve the way you communicate. Smugshot Productions Talking Heads will also be giving away a 5-person testimonial video shoot worth £500 to one lucky attendee. To book your place, please contact Tracy Reynolds. And her email address is tracy.reynolds@kentchannelchamber.co.uk. The website is www.kentchannelchamber.co.uk, or you can call them on 01 303 270 0022. So that's Smugshot Productions Talking Heads.
You know that my dress has got wet now from that water display I just did when we did the spa.
Well, did you dive into it?
Yeah, I think I got carried away. Had a tweet
here. Oh, that sounded like you, Jules. Jules Serkin got carried away. You heard it here first, folks.
By the way, I'm ad-libbing now because I haven't got any more emails.
Have you?
I haven't.
I tell you what, one, with all of the different notices that you have going out, there's an event coming up in March that's being run by Growth Accelerator.
Right.
I think it's going to be held at the Nucleus in Dartford. I'm not sure of the exact date, but if you have a look on their website. But it's open to small to medium-sized businesses to come along and find out if they're looking for access to finance, if they're looking for any business coaching. And I know that they do a subsidised funding, so
it's really
affordable for small businesses that they can pay one amount of money and then they have some really valuable business mentoring subsidised for them. So if anyone is looking, if you have a look on the Growth Accelerator website, there should be details of the workshops that are coming up. And I know they're free to attend.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Sarah.
Growth Accelerator.
Yes.
What we'll do is we'll look that up and we'll put a link to it on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. So if you do want to find out more about that, you can follow up with it. There's lots of things happening in the county and there's loads of different things going on. One of the things that I'd like to mention is Creative Kent.
Yes.
Creative Kent is an umbrella membership-based organisation, not-for-profit, that represents people working in the creative industries in the county. And that's things like graphic design, print, web design, software, digital media, and anything like that that's creative. Photography, creative-orientated businesses. And this is staggering, but we commissioned a little bit of research, and we found that there are 95,000 people or 95,000 businesses or freelancers working in the creative industries in Kent, would you believe?
Wow, that's
now, a lot of them are freelancers, obviously.
Yeah,
a lot of them are individual
figure.
Workers and small businesses. But that's a huge, huge amount of people. Mm. And what we're trying to do is bring that whole environment together and get it some recognition for the value that it has to the Kent economy and to get people to know where to come if they want to find out some creative resources and things like that. So if you're in the creative industries, any of those industries I mentioned, even if I didn't mention your industry and you think you're in creative, have a look at their website, which is www.creativekent.org.uk, and you can find out all about the organisation. There is going to be, and I'm doing this off the top of my head, so I'm not entirely sure that I'm going to get this entirely right. They're going to have an informal, there's a launch meeting coming soon, but before that, there is an informal Creative Kent tweet up going to be happening. Keeping you up, Jules?
Sorry, yes. I didn't have coffee, did I?
That is true. It's going to be happening at the Spitfire Pub, which is at Kings Hill, West Morling. And it's an evening event, and I'm not sure when it is. Yes, I am. It's the 21st of March. So that's the Creative Kent tweet up at the Spitfire Pub, Kings Hill, on the 21st of March.
Well, as they're called Tweet Up, they can go on the Kent Business Tweet Up website too.
That is brilliant.
Tell them to contact Ken Lloyd or me.
We will do, and we will list it there.
And there are so many companies and businesses that can be creative that are not necessarily thought of as creative, because you can be very creative with writing or plumbing.
Creative Kent also represents PR companies, Jules, yes. Marketing companies and things like that.
If you can make a story out of bird's custard, you can be creative, I would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I don't know anyone could do that.
No.
I'm going to read an email.
Go on then, because I haven't got any.
I've got three.
You've hogged them all.
Yeah. Herne Bay Projects and Business Showcase is happening on Wednesday the 6th of March at the King's Hall, Herne Bay. And the Federation of Small Business have a stand there in the King's Hall Business Showcase. So do get along to that.
When is that?
It's on Wednesday the 6th of March at the King's Hall, Herne Bay. And it's the Herne Bay Projects and Business Showcase.
That is actually Patrick Ryan from Canterbury City Council, who's doing the presentation at Lenley's in Roper Road this Thursday at 10 o'clock. So if you are a business that's thinking about looking at Herne Bay, investing in Herne Bay, or wanting to know what's going on, huge regeneration project there, millions of pounds being spent on Herne Bay.
Absolutely.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
You do
what,
now.
What are they doing?
Doing lots of regeneration, building, investment, offices.
Oh, right.
You know, it's the next step from Whitstable. But a lot cheaper, isn't it?
It's the new Whitstable.
It's going to be the new Whitstable. It'll probably be the new, what do they say? Whitstable's the new Islington, isn't it? It's Islington on sea. So Herne Bay will be Blackfriars on sea or something.
The new Belsize Park.
Yeah, something like
okay.
that.
All right. Good. Eastern South Kent branches of the FSB have a meeting on the 7th of March, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Halfield Manor Hotel, Chartham Hatch, just outside Canterbury. Mm. And they are talking about PAYE, real-time information, which is this latest piece of red tape that the politicians have decided to introduce because, of course, we didn't have enough red tape already.
I feel a rant coming on
They thought they'd put some more red tape into the pot just to keep us going.
This is what he does best, Sarah, rant.
And it says, are you ready for RTI, which comes into force by HMRC on the 1st of April 2013. Even if you're employing staff under the NI and tax thresholds, this will equally apply to you. So come along and receive the full facts from an FSB member. The event is open to members and their guests and their business contacts. And you can find out about it at www.payrealtimeinformation.eventbrite.com. And I think we're just about at the end of the show, really.
Well, you're so glad I didn't have to sing all your jingles.
Mm. Yeah, it could have been worse, couldn't it? It just leaves me to say...
Whitstable Stove Shop. Thanks for the mention, Business Bunker. Great show today.
Good. Thank you. It just leaves me to say a great big thank you to our guests, Peter Cook from Human Dynamics, humdim.co.uk, Sarah Rabbit from Dice Matrix Consulting, the lovely Jill Serkin. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews. We will be back with you next week. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker show.
Bye.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.com.